Move on to 7.0, administrative report, 7.1, city administrator, David Fowler, general activity report.
Good evening. Thursday and Friday last week, I attended a technical workshop with plane management. I had a lot of valuable information, including some additional things that are changing with CRS and how we may be able to increase the credits that we get going forward. Looking forward to implementing that. I also did a presentation there, and the following day I was contacted by FEMA, and they were discussing with me they'd like to turn that into a FEMA webinar. So that was interesting. The Happy Houston Happy Hikers event. Public Works will be supporting that by providing some traffic cones where there's crossings on 146. As we did previously, and I guess that was in February before we had hike, when we had the last walk. It was very low impact on the community. They really straggle out all over, and just a lot of folks walking around. That also is the same weekend. We're on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have the Houston Open One Design Regatta at the Yacht Club. They'll be using Shell Beach. They'll be erecting a temporary tent at that location. And they'll have carts where they're launching the boats. It'll be there overnight, and they'll have somebody out there watching them during the weekend, make sure none of them walk away. So you'll see some activity down there additionally that weekend. Our new emergency alert system, audio system, has been installed and is now working in City Hall. And the installation is near complete in Public Works and the Police Department. It's an automated system that for hazards that impact, at this point, Harris County, everything from chemical releases to severe weather events, speaker comes on and automatically makes the announcement in all three buildings. And that will give us another layer of information for our employees. They don't have to have a radio on or anything else. It just comes on and makes the announcement and turns back off. And that's a valuable addition. Gateway Sign reported 2 weeks ago that they were coming out and working on that. We're waiting on some parts. The parts came in. The hardware installation is complete. We don't have a good signal between City Hall and the sign location. That was kind of questionable in the beginning at the height that they put the antenna versus where we have it on our SCADA sites. And so the software and hardware is all done, and they'll be making some adjustments to the antenna to get that line of sight radio system to work. In the meantime, we're off the old system, we're on the new system. The new system isn't functional, and so we have what we have on the sign. We're not able to make updates to the digital sign. That said, I have requests from both the Houston Happy Hikers and the Yacht Club to put events on the marquee, and so we'll do both sides of the marquee in front of City Hall. And should National Sign resolve the communications issue between here and that sign, we won't have any problem putting something on there, and it will rotate both of them. So we'd like that to happen, but that ball's not in our court at the moment. Today we finished programming the new installation of a call box or door box. It's on the wall between that glass door and the corner of the building. It's at ADA height. It's wheelchair accessible. It will allow you to push a button and contact City Hall staff during business hours. This replaces the doorbell that we had previously for handicap access and for those who can't climb the stairs. When that happened, they'd punch the button, and we'd send somebody down to find out what they needed. Then we'd come back upstairs to get it, and we'd go back down and give it to them. Now we'll be able to have a two-way conversation on the box. You push the button, and five phones upstairs ring, and any of those five phones can answer that call box and have a conversation with them, find out what they need, and take it down. I don't have the signage on it yet, trying to massage that, because it's just as good for information. You don't have to be handicapped to use it. If you go up to City Hall and you just want to ask a question, you don't need to climb the stairs, you can punch that button. Also, in that process of work that we were doing, we added a fax line, fax machine capability. It had already been put in, we already pre-wired the new building for it. So we now have activated that. It was in our original phone package of allotment of lines. so it's no additional monthly cost. We now will have a fax line for the police department so that they can receive faxes, particularly Child Protective Services. Probably the number one person that they receive faxes from, and those are secure faxes, and now they go straight to the police department instead of over here. Also, anything else that needs to be faxed. We also reprogrammed the call box that's in the lobby of the police department. In the past, you push the button and the phones in the police department would ring five times, give you an opportunity to talk to someone in the lobby. They didn't answer, it came over here, and we had three phones here that rang, and if it wasn't answered, then it went to the automated call handler, and you just got lost in space. Now what will happen is if no one answers here or there, they will transfer you directly to LaPorte Police Dispatch. It's the non-emergency police number, but you do get a dispatcher 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So anyone that walks into the police station and punches the button, it will get answered by someone, and that person can help you out, whether they're here or at LaPorte PD. We are moving closer and closer to finishing up our FEMA paperwork from Ike. I circulated a memorandum about four public assistance project worksheets that are coming closer to being done. Two of those are finals, one was an amendment, and one was a final pending. Three of those, FEMA owes us money, and one of them we owe FEMA money. The net of that is a little over $70,000 that will come to the city. This is the last step in that going on for processing, which is yet another step to get that money direct deposited in our account. So hopefully in the next 60 to 90 days, we'll have about $73,000 that will come to us from that. That leaves us with two project worksheets we're owed money on that are outstanding. Both of those are under $3,000. So we're pretty close now to being made whole on our FEMA reimbursements. It's time for us to make another push on enforcement on dead trees. So if you hear complaints about people who get letters and court action for dead trees on their property, we are making a concerted push on that. 2 weeks ago tonight, after the city council meeting, a light storm front came through. I don't even think it was any rain associated with it, but we had some squalls, and a few trees in the city fell, two of which obstructed city streets. And it's kind of a heads up notice we need to get back on the dead trees. The last time we made the pass, there were a lot that were taken down, but we've had more trees that presented themselves. There's some very tall dead trees that could cause problems. Fortunately, we're not aware of any trees that fell on any structures or buildings, and it did happen late at night, so there wasn't anybody out in the street. That's good news. That's the general report, and I'll comment on the Schrodinger's Boulevard water main project, which is ongoing. The new line, the 8-inch line, is now tied into other existing mains. That work has been going on for several days. And unfortunately, it looks like it will go on for another 2 to maybe 3 days before we can complete that. But since it is tied in, that line is live. All of the residents that are adjacent to that on either side of the street are tied into the new line, are receiving their water of the new 8-inch line. We'll tie into the 8-inch in front of the water plant number one right here next to City Hall. They'll be doing that tomorrow. And then that will leave one last connection on the 6-inch on Oakdale. Those two connections will complete that project as far as connections, and then it'll take another week of cleaning up. You see all of the blue PVC pipe riser C900, those are valves, and those will be cut off at grade when they do the finish grade, and valve covers will be dropped in there, and the fire hydrants will all be placed in service and cleaned up, and we're looking forward to that. Unfortunately, the hydrant testing that was scheduled for last week was rescheduled to tomorrow, and now it will have to be rescheduled yet again. And I'm looking forward to getting those results. And that is the city administration report.
Thank you, David. Council, any questions? Okay, we're going to have a 7.2 monthly police department report. Chief Harrison, you take the floor, please.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, Council. Well, you've all got the report for August. Once again, it's a very basic report.
There's the number of suspicious circumstances are high, and I think that's because LaPorte's got to work. They don't know where else to call. That's where they're sliding it. And that could be anything. I went back through some of the worksheets to look at some of those calls, and that's really calls that just don't, most of them don't even fall under a criminal act. It's a, if somebody calls in and reports a vehicle that's maybe up on blocks and it doesn't go under a city ordinance violation, it gets stuck under suspicious circumstances. So I'm not alarmed that that number's that high. We did have one major accident on the freeway this last weekend, 10 days ago or so. And I got some phone calls about that. Nobody was seriously injured, but as you can imagine, anytime you have an accident up there, it causes a big backup, so it looks a whole lot worse than it is normally. With that being said, we had a lot of house watches, and there's one thing I did want to mention, hopefully not just the folks in the room, but people that listen to this are here. One of the things I've noticed through the summer, and I'm certainly not chastising anyone, but I think that one of the advantages to having a small police department in a small city is we're so convenient. So I think some things are happening to people outside of our city, and they're coming back to our city to report it because the police department is so friendly and so reactive that we take the report very quickly. But if your cell phone gets stolen in Houston, you got to report it to Houston. You can't come report it here to us just because it's easier. And I know that's happening, and it doesn't help our stats here in the city. So if somebody loses something or can't find something, please don't encourage them to call us if it didn't happen in our city. That actually is a criminal offense in itself. So with that being said, I'll take questions if you have any.
Council, any questions for Chief?
I do hope to add a reserve very, very quickly that's going to be able to follow up on investigations. He's been with Pasadena for several years. He left there to go out to the plant with an honorable discharge, just needed to make more money. And he's been an investigator, so he's going to follow up on cases for me. And he's also going to be handed the sexual offender database to work and let those guys know that we're on top of those. So it'll be a good addition to the department very soon.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Thanks, sir.
7.3, monthly public works department. And Mr. Stahl.
And you've got the written report and stats, and I've just got three things I'd like to point out. One of which is we are continuing to mow ditch line, but not nearly the volume that we would like to see. Only 4 miles was accomplished last month. With the additional hand, we expect to see that number increase significantly. Another issue that's been addressed, Mr. Stanton will appreciate, is that we have obtained herbicide that's suitable for use at road edging, RM43, and we have treated a block of Shady Lawn and a block of Oakdale as a test project. If you go there, you can see that the grass at the road edge is dying back. That is a sterilant, and would really only require one treatment a year if we do it pre-emergent. Post-emergent, if I take two treatments, and that's whether you have growing grass or not. It's a soil sterilant, so we put it right into the edge of the asphalt. There's another material that I prefer to use, but I let my license lapse to purchase that, so I'll need to get my license back, and it is specifically formulated for use with asphalt, and we'll move to that next year when we use the material we have now. So this can be applied quickly and easily. And we look forward to cleaning up the edges of our asphalt streets first, and then those areas where we have concrete streets where the adjacent property owner is not maintaining it, we'll also do about 6 inches along the concrete. We have the MSDS sheets if anyone's interested in the material, and it's pet safe. That was one of the criteria that we were looking for, something that if Fluffy were to walk across there and go lick the paws, that we weren't going to have problems with pets. The third thing I wanted to point out is that we've made significant progress with Republic Services on heavy trash pickup, and they did come through and get us to 100%. I think that encouraged a lot of people to start putting stuff back out again. So today we have quite a bit of material out there, but we'll be talking with Republic, and they'll come out and they'll hit it and see if we can't stay ahead of that curve. I think we've got their attention.
Thank you, Dave. Council, is there any questions for David over that?
I just have a question. Several council meetings ago, I don't recall if it was the last one, but I requested that a council be furnished with not just the water purchase, but also the water bill, so we can see some of the differences as far as some of these leaks and whatnot that are costing the city, and I would once again request that that be on the next report.
That is contained in the financial report that the next meeting will be the second meeting of the month.
Okay, thank you.
Can I ask when the next mosquito spray might occur? Do you know that?
I don't have a schedule for mosquito spraying. I will ask you, are the mosquitoes at the point where you would like me to?
Yes.
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 Get that moving?
All right.
That
time of year.
Yeah, they're out again. Any other questions from the council? Moving on to point 8.0, business. 8.1. Consideration approval of the invoices. Council's had time to approve the invoices. I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. We have a second.
A second.
Thank you, Ms. Snell. Any questions from council on the invoices? All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Moving on to 8.2. 8.2 is consideration and discussion action to support Harris County Mayor's Council Association adoption of resolution endorsing supporting state funding for studies to advance the development of coastal barrier system within the Houston Dallas region. I wasn't, I'm not looking for a motion on this. Actually, this was more just having Mr. Burke come out today was to go over what was, he's on the end of what was going on with this type of situation between, I've done some investigating myself between the Rice situation and then per se the Ike Dyke is what they're calling it and saying they're not calling it the coastal barrier system. My understanding, I believe I'm the last mayor that has not stepped up and said we're supporting it in the general area, and that's from the recollection of everybody I spoke with at the maritime meeting. Seabrook, Michelle from Morgan's Point, multiple other Baytown, all them have all basically or endorsing or standing behind this. So my question to the council is how do they feel about that? So I wasn't looking really for a motion, more to a discussion between us to see how the council felt about that, because I think you should be educated on anything you make a decision on and stand by it.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I've actually gone to probably half a dozen presentations,
yes,
both
sir.
Of the Rice folks and the A&M folks,
yes,
and I think it is time for this city to get on board, and I think the resolution that the Harris County Mayors and Council Association has is a good vehicle for that, and I certainly would recommend and would make the motion to support that resolution.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I tend to agree with Neil about probably,
yes,
so that we're not left hung out to dry completely.
Yes,
which
ma'am.
Is that it's not,
well, this is
probable that it's feasible.
I mean,
it's not like
this is not a resolution.
No, no, but I would agree that right. there is a good vehicle for us to
right.
Utilize.
It's a driving force forward, and what my idea is. Present behind it was, if you know, I've been called by numerous ones, are you on board? It's a, not trying to talk to the council. I want to get everybody's input before I start speaking.
And this is also independent of the committee that we had of citizens and with the engineering corps about,
yes,
the waterfront.
Yes,
totally
ma'am.
Independent.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just wanted that to be clarified.
Did Mr. Moyer make a motion?
You know, he didn't make a motion. I mean, David, I don't have to have a motion on this one, Governor. Sure.
You can't. This matter will come before the Harris County Mayors and Council Association, their September 18th meeting, and I understand the Mayor and the Mayor Pro Tem will be in attendance. And the intent of having it on the agenda was to give them feedback as to whether or not to support this resolution at that meeting. If you want to do it as a motion, you certainly can.
I think we will.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Not to shut down or interrupt the discussion, but I will offer the motion that the council and the city support the Harris County Mayors and Council Association resolution.
All right, well, then we'll have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
I second.
Mr. Moyer, thank you. Mrs. Snell, thank you. Any questions from council or all those in favor?
Aye.
Those approved? Okay. Moving on to 8.3. Consideration to action schedule meeting to adopt fiscal year 2014-2015 general fund and utility fund operating budget. What we've got here is we have different time frames. We have to post certain information via to the public and inform to the newspaper. I had scheduled the hearing to be, or the budget to be on September the 22nd. I believe that's the date I gave you, wasn't it, David?
Yeah.
September 22nd. If the council has any questions over that, would that be we need to discuss?
So at our next council meeting.
That's the next, next council meeting, yes, ma'am.
So we'll have the public hearing.
Well, that's the next thing, yes, ma'am. Okay. But to be discussed, basically scheduled the meeting to adopt it would be on September 22nd, which would be our next meeting. So I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move that we have that hearing on the 22nd.
Thank you, Mr. Moyer. Second?
Second. Clarification, Mr. Mayor. This is to schedule the meeting for adoption. The public meeting has already been scheduled.
Okay.
That's administrative.
So we do not need to take
a... So it would be a motion to set a meeting to adopt the budget.
To set a meeting to adopt the budget. Mr. Moyer, are you aware of that?
Yes, I was aware of that. That was my intent.
Okay. Mr. Wheeler, you aware of it?
And if you would humor me a moment, I would tell
you... Do you have it up on the blackboard?
Please. The public meeting has been posted on the city's website, and Mr. Jennings may paint note to the second paragraph where it says the budget will raise more total property taxes than last year's budget by $50,596.79, or 6.5%.
Correct.
And it's 6.5 because you back out the new growth.
New growth.
And when you apply without the new growth, you get the extra 0.4, that's the variance. And so that's fully disclosed to the citizens. That's in the notice that's already posted outside. This verbiage is posted outside, including the 6.5% increase, and will be published in Thursday's newspaper with the 6.5 as well.
Thank you, David. So we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any other questions from council? All those approved?
Aye.
All those against? Okay, the ayes have it. Moving on to 8.4. Consideration and discussion and action to propose a property tax rate. Now, when you look at this, all the hearings that we have scheduled just to go over the tax hearings, it should be in your packet. I think it's the last page of the hearing. It's 925. The three tracks that we have. I'm one for, you know, let's keep things moving in a forward fashion. Excuse me. Pardon my voice tonight. Tax hearing 925-14, tax hearing, another public hearing 929, and then adopt the tax rate vote. We vote that 910-2. Now, these are public hearings. The council will not be speaking at these. We will basically, I think it's a Monday and a Thursday, maybe a Tuesday. Let me look at my calendar.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Before we move to those dates, item 8.4. Council will need to discuss and propose a property tax rate. If your rate is at or below the effective tax rate, then there won't be any need to go to item 8.5.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, the tax rate, David, has gone down. What was it?
The effective tax rate this year is 79.3174. Cents per $100 valuation, and during the budget workshops and the budget that was approved as a proposed budget is based on the tax rate remaining the same as it was last year, which is 84.4381 cents per $100 valuation.
and that is the basis of the 6.5% increase, which if your property value stayed
at the same rate,
if your property value stayed the same as the prior year, you'd get no tax increase.
But
collectively, the city's values have gone up. So obviously, some properties did go up in value. It would see an increase.
Correct. Council, let's open the discussion. Chanel?
I just want a point of clarification.
Okay.
This is always the same brick wall every year.
Okay.
We have got to sit there and discuss setting a property tax rate. Now, once we set that rate, we can come back and lower it later after we finish the hearing and everything. We just cannot increase it after what we said it can be this evening. Is that correct?
My understanding, is that correct?
Tonight you're proposing a rate. If you propose a rate that's greater than the effective tax rate, then you're required to hold two hearings, and then a third meeting is required beyond the second public hearing to adopt a tax rate. If in that process you go higher than the number that you published and held your hearings for, that you can do that, but then that would require two additional hearings on the same basis, and a sixth meeting to set the tax rate. So you are correct. You could adjust downward. You could not exceed what you propose.
My original proposal, we did not have a tax roll, but we were hoping that it was going to be somewhat lower. The idea is staying at 0.844, once again, excuse me for my voice, is the idea, yes, it is a tax increase, no doubt, black and white. It's not something that is being thrown up there. We're lucky enough the tax flow will go down. However, if your home rates do improve, which they're probably going to go up, your taxes are basically will cost you a little more. This city basically for years had a somewhat of a spiral down. The idea behind my thought process here is to put the city back on track, showing it in a positive manner. And I believe by doing this 0.844, you're going to move this city in a positive direction. And next year, you're going to see a big difference. We have numerous things working in the mill now, trying to help this city with the San Jack, trying to offer vehicles, patrol cars for the police department, which there is one in the budget. But however, we're still waiting to hear back from them. But I believe that you're going to see the city prosper. You can see that, looking at a graph, we've got expenditures going down and money coming up. It's a black and white. There's no smoky guns. There's nothing hidden. If you want to know something, ask me. I'll tell you to the point. I think if we went with the 6.5, yes, it is an increase. It depends how you look at everything, but everybody has their own point of view. But I think you're going to see this city go on a much positive mode. But this is something the council gets to look at. This is my proposal. It's not something you have to accept. With that being said, open for discussion.
Let me give you some additional information. Our taxable value that was on the rolls last year, that's on the rolls this year, is $98.8 million. Our new taxable value, which is not an increase of something that was there before, but the new construction and new improvements, is $1.9 million. If we adopt the effective tax rate, which is an effective zero increase, we would still get the benefit of the $1.9 million in new value, but that would only generate $15,311.45. The mayor's proposal of the same rate as last year is an increase of 6.5%, and that would generate an additional $51,585.28 across all the residential, and now I say commercial, because we do have taxable commercial. We have assets of the phone companies and the cable companies, and we have other things on our tax roll that are real property as opposed to personal property. I mean, personal property as opposed to real property that's taxable, and the yacht club. And put that together, and the adopting last year's rate increases our revenue by $66,896.53 at the certified roll value. So that's not enough money to balance the budget or replenish reserves that were depleted from Ike or were pulled down to some extent for Ike. But so it's not huge sums of money we're talking about. With the 6.5%
would generate $66,896.
So for clarification, the tax rate that the mayor is recommending is exactly which value?
84.4381.
That's 6.5.
Okay. So just wanted to make sure, because there's on our worksheet here, there's something called this year's total rollback rate.
The rollback rate is 8%. It's an 8% increase.
Okay, and I'm just...
And that triggers, if you go to 8% or above, then the taxpayers can petition to have a rollback election, in which case you would go back to the prior year's... Well, you'd go to the effective tax rate. You'd have no intermediate choice.
So you won't have to have the public hearings if you vote on the 793174. But if you do approve my 6.5, then we'll have to have two public hearings.
I will move that we proceed ahead with conducting hearings on a proposed tax rate of 8.44381 per $100 valuation.
I'll second.
Morning, Lane, and Mike Miller, second. Any other discussion from council on it? All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes?
Me.
And she against. Okay. Moving to 8.5, consideration action to schedule public hearings on 2014 property tax rate increase that exceeds the effective tax rate.
Mayor, under Robert's rules, I'm not allowed to explain why I voted against.
Ms. Nell, correction, please take the floor.
Thank you, Mayor. It's very simple. I feel like this council was unwilling to make some cuts that were pretty obvious that could have helped the citizens. Have a problem, even though the city seems to be doing well in a whole. I know there's a lot of families that are still reeling post-Ike. I think that if the council had been a little bit more willing to cut some, made some more tough decisions, and they are tough decisions, then we could have given the citizens and these families just a little bit more relief. And that's why I'm choosing to vote against the proposed property tax rate. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Snell. I apologize for my mistake. Moving back to 8.5, I'm going to reread it again. Consideration of action to schedule public hearings in 2014 property tax rate increase that exceeds the effective tax rate. Which we basically discussed that already, so I'm going to rehash it. The tax hearings, as you can see, would be 9/25 and 9/29. Is that correct, Dave?
Yes, sir. The fast track would be September 25th, which is a Thursday, and Monday, September 29th, neither of which are regular council meetings, so they would be special meetings called for the purpose of holding a tax hearing.
We call them at, need to figure out a time. The council look at the dates. 6 p.m. set time. What do you think? 6 p.m.
I think 6 p.m. is going to be a little difficult for some people that are just getting off work.
Yeah.
To get here at 7. 7 o'clock, I think, would be more appropriate.
So we're pretty much used to. Okay. Well, that being said, I'll entertain a motion. The motion would be basically having the meeting set up on the 25th and 29th at 7 p.m. I'll entertain a motion.
I make said motion.
Thank you, Ms. Snell. We have a second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Any questions from council on the 7 p.m. start time? None being said, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those against? And then on 8.6, consideration action schedule meeting to adopt the 2014 tax rate. We have a set date for 10-2 of 14. 7 p.m. Time on that one also would be acceptable to council.
That date was what again?
That was 10-2 of 14, sir.
Yeah, okay. I'll make a motion for that. Paid to be set for the hearings on property tax.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Do we have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Ms. Snell. Council, have any questions?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? Move it on to 9.0, adjournment. Adjournment meeting at 8:25. Thank you very much.